I'm Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. Language is many things, and one of them is home. I think about all the phrases I love but rarely use myself, ways of constructing a thought that take me instantly to a specific place, time, and culture. I love Black voices, especially the older Southern Black voices I recognize from my childhood. Aunts, uncles, grandparents, friends of my parents, whose presence invited my parents to reminisce about the way things once had been and to dip into a lexicon that was beautifully distinct from the suburban California diction we lived in. I love constructions like might could, which emphasizes the extremely conditional nature of a thing. Well, if you got up early and had a big breakfast and wore comfortable shoes and it wasn't too hot out, you might could get there walking. But if I were you, I'd get someone to drive me. I love the word best when used as a way of one-upping the phrase you'd better. You'd best stop talking before you start trouble. I once heard Erykah Badu on NPR's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, talking about having worked in the past with comedian Steve Harvey. In one joke, they'd write out a long word on an easel and have the audience try to pronounce it.
Okay.
And what we explained is that this word is actually a phrase that Black people use that you wouldn't understand. And if you understand it, you win a prize.
Okay.
Yeah. One of them was out from, way from. Out from, way from.
I wouldn't win that prize. Out from, way from.
And if they didn't get it right, then I would get a chance to put it in a sentence.
That's okay. Can you put that in a sentence?
Get out from, way from round them cars.
I love the life that runs through living language and the beauty of what our sense of play, as well as our sense of need, can bring to everyday speech. I think that's one reason I appreciate today's poem, Hit, by Melissa Range. It's a poem that's really a serenade to one of the words that signals home to the poem's speaker, the ancestral home of Appalachian East Tennessee. Part of the joy of the poem is the honest regret it channels. Regret at the fact that words like hit and the voices connected to them won't be around forever. But this poem helps to forestall that departure. Hit, by Melissa Range. Hit was give to me, the old people's way of talking, and hit's a hit sometimes. Sometimes hit is plumb forgot, and I drop the H that starts hillbilly, hellfire, hateful, hope. Sometimes hit hits the back of my teeth and fights hit's way out, for hit's been around and hit's tough. Hit's old English, hit's middle, hit's country. Hit will hit on you all day long if you let hit. When I hit the books, they tried to hit out of me. But hit's been hit below the belt and above, and hit still ain't hit the sack. Sometimes you can hit like a nail on the head. And sometimes hit hits back. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation. To get a poem delivered to you daily, go to slowdownshow.org and sign up for our newsletter. Follow The Slowdown on Instagram and Twitter at @slowdownshow.
all over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.